The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 6th of April 2022, is Wednesday of the 5th week of Lent. We reflect on the theme, God or Nothing. Dear friends, brothers and sisters, the story of the three brothers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that we hear from Daniel chapter 3 verse 14 and following, confirms to us that one can offer evidence for one's belief or principle of life to others only by how consistent one is. In other words, our ability to act and behave in a way that is in accordance with the faith or a principle that one professes gives evidence of the truth that one professes. The validity test for truth is consistency. It means that in every situation and at every time, one upholds the truth. That is what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. For them, it was God or nothing. We can see from what they had to go through that it demands a high level of courage to remain faithful, defying all odds and rejecting all promises of wealth and the glitters of ill-gotten wealth. King Nebuchadnezzar had threatened to throw them into the blazing fiery furnace. But we hear the stunning faith expressed by the three brothers, showing that it was God and no other. They said, "If our God, the one we serve, is able to save us from the burning fiery furnace and from your power, he will save us. And even if he does not, then you must know, O King, that we will not serve your God or worship the statue you have erected." This means that in death or life, in pain or joy, in sickness or health, in wealth or poverty, God was always going to be their choice. They were ready to uphold their faith in God, even if God were to allow them to die in the burning fiery furnace. Dear brothers, dear sisters, being a disciple of Christ demands great consistency in the choices we make. We must make choices in favor of sound faith always. The gospel passage of today from John 8, 31, Jesus said to the Jews who had come to believe in him, "If you make my word your home, you will indeed be my disciples. You will learn the truth, and the truth will make you free." Take note, dear friends, of the caveat, "If you make my word your home." This implies that true disciples of Jesus do not pick and choose which to keep or not keep from his words, but they consistently rely on his word with unwavering loyalty and readiness to follow whatever path he marks out for them. Each of us must ask ourselves in this season of Lent, can my choice for God in all circumstances of life be compared with that of the three brothers? In the face of the trials, tribulations, pain, and setbacks that comes my way, do I freely give full allegiance to Christ and the teachings of his church? Freedom to choose does not mean license to do whatever one wishes, but rather it is the power to determine by oneself what one ought to be in the light of God's guidance. What kind of choices are you making in life? I urge you not to make choices that would undermine and revoke your place of safety in God's house. Jesus says, "The slave's place in the house is not assured, but the son's place is assured." Dear friends, especially you, the young one, do not make yourselves into slaves to the powers and the influencers of this world, whose influence lead in the opposite direction to the will and the morality laid down in the Word of God. Your place as a son or daughter in the house cannot be traded off for anything less. I want you to remember what St. Paul says. He chose us to be his sons and daughters through Christ Jesus. As you begin this day, I bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.